It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 12th, 1980 is where we're going to start today. Charles LaFara sends letters to dealers and registered owners of Texas Instruments TI-99A home computer, inviting them to join the 99-4 home computer users group that would incorporate in September. 1981, IBM announced that the IBM personal computer model 5150 would feature a 4.77 MHz Intel 8088 CPU and contain 29,000 transistors. The price would be $6,000. Also in 1981, IBM contracted Microsoft to provide a version of the CPM operating system after negotiations with Digital Research failed. 1990, the most complete skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus rex is discovered near Faith, South Dakota. It's a dinosaur named Sue. 1994, version 3.0 of Vim, which is an open-source multi-platform text editor, was released. 1995, Sam Tramiel of the Atari Corporation presents a check for $10,500 to Matt Williams, third baseman for the San Francisco Giants. The check, which was a donation of the San Francisco Giants Community Fund, represented $250 for every home run hit by Williams during the 1994 playing season. 1996, Gary Rabeck, a lawyer for Netscape Communications, sends a letter to the Justice Department accusing Microsoft of anti-competitive behavior in its pursuit of a larger market share in web browser software. And Microsoft released Microsoft Internet Explorer 3.0, the final release, which is a 32-bit version for Windows 95. 1997, Intel filed a lawsuit against Digital Equipment, alleging patent infringement on 14 computer technologies. And the Northern Light web search engine launches. The company was based out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And in 1998, Hasbro announced its intentions to acquire game developer MicroProse pending shareholder approval in September. If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure. And we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2003, the blaster worm, otherwise known as Lovesan worm, spread rapidly by exploiting Microsoft Windows computers vulnerable to exploits first described in the security bulletin MS-03-026. 2004, John Lech Johansson, otherwise known as DVD John, announced on his website that he had defeated Apple's Airport Express encryption, which lets users stream Apple lossless files to their Airport Expresses. 2005, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter was launched from Cape Canaveral. 2007, Microsoft purchased the digital marketing company aQuantive for $6 billion. And a standards group had rejected Microsoft's OpenXML standard as an open document source format. 2008, Twitter tried to curb spammers by initiating the 2,000 ceiling. If you were following 2,000 people, you had to wait till at least 1,900 of them were following you before you could follow more. Also in 2008, Gary McKinnon, a British man who hacked into NASA looking for alien and UFO data, was granted a short stay of extradition. His application to bring the case to English courts was finally resolved on July 31st of 2009. And some iPhone 3Gs were having difficulties with their connections. It was announced that the cause was an immature Infineon chipset in an independent research put out by Richard Windsor of Nomura. Of course, a software update, and that was resolved. And in 2010, Toshiba introduced the 32-nanometer DDR NAND chip with the speeds up to 133 megabits per second. And Red Snow announced the newest version of the Apple iOS is compatible with their current jailbreak software. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.